Bonsoir à tous, this is London Calling and welcome to the Sounds of London.
London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the truncheon thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning, I live by the river.
Good evening once again. Robin's back in the studio.
Yeah, again.
Another.
I hope people aren't sick of me.
Another Barnes Wallace production.
Yeah, good to be back, Ian. Thanks for inviting me.
Great to see you.
Yeah, I'm going to. excuse me.
You're going to.
Frog in my throat.
there's another animal.
It's all this vaporiste stuff. I forgot what I was going to say now. Yeah, sorry. Gonna carry on. This is the second of the Animal Kingdom shows. All the songs have an animal, bird, insect in the title. And to start us off tonight, here's a thunderous live version of Black Dog by Zeppelin from 1972.
Ah!
roll.
Led Zeppelin.
If that isn't awesome, I don't know what is. From 42 years ago. At the LA Forum, yeah, 1972. And that, actually, the riff that opens that is actually the riff off a track called Out on the Tiles, off the third album. Mm. So, there we go.
So what's the reference to Black Dog, do you think?
I know what that is. Mm-hmm. When they were recorded, because that's off the fourth album, yeah, or the untitled one. And they recorded it at a place called Headley Grange. It was a rundown mansion. And there was this black dog that kept appearing. Some stray dog. And, yeah. But it's all about sex, if you listen to the words. Like most of the
songs. I thought it might be about depression, because Black Dog was... What,
Black Dog, Churchill,
Winston,
yeah.
Churchill, yeah.
Mm. No, this isn't about depression. It's about sex, and they just gave it, named it after this funny stray dog.
Lovely. Good right. Stuff. Thank you. Right, what's next?
Yeah, I hope people like that. Okay, classic track from a classic band, yes, Little Feet again, and this is off their third album, the title track, Dixie Chicken.
And all the bombers left, now the bar began to sing.
Little Feet.
Wonderful. Dixie Wonderful Chicken. Stuff.
Great then, guitar, isn't it?
The whole band, you know, we were just talking now. I just loved the Feet, you know, for years. And, yeah, saw them with Lau and without. And after he died in June 79.
You're not wearing their T-shirt today.
I'm not. It's just a plain white one, yes.
Nor your Led Zeppelin one. Oh, he's such a stylish dresser.
I know. Thank you, Ian. Right.
Complete with holes.
Yes, I was going to... I thought nearly of playing a live version of Dixie Chicken off a wonderful live double album by The Feet called Waiting for Columbus, but maybe I'll do another one of a live show, Get Your Rocks Off, and I'll put it on that.
All right.
Okay, now, what animal goes after chickens, Ian? Apart from you. After chicks.
Don't go there. I don't know. Dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Foxes?
Fox!
Okay.
Thank you. Right. So, next track. A live track by the wonderful Thin Lizzy, and this is from 1976, Hammersmith Odeon, and this is Johnny the Fox.
Johnny the Fox. He called to Jimmy the Weed. Said, hey man, I know your name. I seen you cruising with the lowriders, hanging out down on First Street Main. Tuned them to, listening to the voodoo rhythm devil. Round the bay, they got some crazy DJ. Send you out to heaven. For greed, he was taken back. Johnny the Fox, you old sly cat. Cleverly the fox conceals his stash. Crisp dollar bills can leave no tracks in the back of a black Cadillac. The voodoo's traveled down Skid Row, only black men can go. Shady deal unravel. Out to heaven.
indeed, he was taken back. Johnny the Fox, you old sly cat. Cleverly the fox conceals his stash. Chris dollar bills can leave no trace in the bank of the Black Cadillac. The fiends travel down Skid Row, only black men can go. The shady deal unravel.
Robertson and Scott Gorham, the dual guitar attack, and of course the late great Phil Lynott on bass and vocals, and Brian Downey on drums.
What a funky track for them.
76, yeah. Well, just that's when I saw them at Leeds, and you.
I saw them in the 70s. I can't quite remember the year, but.
Fantastic band live, thunderous and great, great musicians.
The guitarists were just well ahead of their time.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Just pioneering.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Johnny, actually, that it's actually Johnny the Fox meets Jimmy the Weed, the full title, yeah. Just in case.
Just anybody picks up.
Yeah.
any writes us a letter, complaint.
Oh, yes. Send us some postcards.
Get loads of those.
Right. Moving on.
Moving on.
Now, next track was going to be Spiders and Snakes by Jim Stafford. From 1975, but
Spiders and Snakes. I don't like spiders and snakes.
Yeah, he had another hit called "My Girl Bill." I remember that, and another one called "Under a Scotsman's Kilt," which I don't remember. Anyway, due to technical difficulties, that's unavailable right now. So, improvisation. Afraid it's going to be a Wilco track.
Oh, no.
Muzzle, and this is called, it's off the site, Ghost Is Born, and album of 2004, and this is called Muzzle of Bees. Zzz.
Sleeves have come on it's passed from tree to tree, silently and back to me. The breeze blown through, pushed up against the sea.
Muzzle of bees, yeah.
Gentle.
You know I love them. What do you think of Wilco?
I think they're nice, yeah.
You covered a couple of my CDs, I think.
Yeah. It's easy, quite nice listening music, quite very complicated.
You nearly said easy listening. No,
it's not easy listening.
Genius band.
No, you need
the
to
The future
listen.
Of rock and
it's
roll.
It's not easy listening. There's too many changes. And
very, very, multitude of styles. Okay.
Oh, I like this one coming up.
Coming up next, yeah. Excuse me. Classic band, classic track, British band, Squeeze. And this is from 1979, off their Cool for Cats album. And this is Cool for Cats. We'll be right back.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got the word to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of one swoop with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bit insane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Brings back memories.
Yeah, cool for cats, Scott. Yeah, Chris Difford, the main songwriters in Squares were Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook. They all write, but they were the main two. And that Chris Difford rarely took a lead vocal, but he did on that one with the added Cockney accent, which kind of gives it a bit of an edge, doesn't it?
No, it might be a bit difficult for our French listeners to understand some of those.
Well, maybe, yeah. The Sweeney, yeah. What's that all about? Sweeney Todd. Yeah, and of course, Jules Holland,
on
piano, on keyboards, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great band.
Good sing-along stuff as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Next.
Legend. Steve Miller.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah. This is Fly Like an Eagle, which is it's the title of the album that came out in 1974. Followed the Joker, which was a great album, came out the year before. So let's hear it. Fly Like an Eagle, Steve Miller Band.
To the sea, fly like an eagle.
An eagle.
Wonderful.
I've been trying to teach some of my students that song.
That's, yeah, pretty. I mean, great song, but fairly complex.
Well, yeah, obviously a simplified version, but
yeah,
tune's quite simple, but
yeah, brilliant. I love Steve Miller. Got several of his albums, nice. And he's still going. Okay.
Next. What's next? Oh, you've got a cough today.
Excuse me. Now then, what?
A frog in the throat.
What do you eat the day after Christmas Day?
This 20 questions, is it? Okay. Normal. Turkey.
Yeah.
And what follows?
And usually cold, yeah.
Cold.
So. Okay.
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey. Not about Christmas, I'm afraid. It's about it's Lennon. The Beatles had split by now. This is 1969. It's about coming off heroin. And, Plastic Ono Band, Cold Turkey.
So heavy, so is
Denham.
In agony.
In the agony of, yeah. The agony of cold turkey.
Yeah, that 1969. It just came out as a single. It wasn't, didn't appear on any of It was a single, yeah. Oh, didn't appear on kind of his first solo album, which didn't come out until 1970, mm-hmm. which is excellent. Got it somewhere.
Ringo on the drums, you're saying?
I reckon Ringo on drums, and I've got Klaus Voormann in my head on bass, but I don't know.
Right.
Sounds like Ringo. Mm-hmm. Ringo-type drumming.
Yeah, only that classic.
Oh, sorry. Coughing and... Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me.
Right.
Move
on, quickly.
Okay, live track coming up next. Great British band, Free. And this is a live version of Ride a Pony, recorded in 1971 at Croydon Fairfield Halls. Let's hear it.
Be there in the morning.
Oh,
Paul Gill.
Paul Rogers there. I do love a bit. A
fantastic live voice. Yeah.
I loved live tracks as well.
What a singer. I mean, oh, what a band, you know. We're just talking now. Tragedy of guitarist Paul Kossoff dying from heroin overdose when he was pretty young. 26, something, 27.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, Free. Mm. Great, great band.
Fantastic. Distinctive sound, guitar sound.
Oh, yeah.
You never played fast notes. But you didn't, you know, you didn't play...
Oh, Kossoff, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry,
Yeah, understated.
Understated.
Yep.
Very tuneful, very soulful.
Not flash guitarist at all. Les Paul, he played as well.
He did, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Les Paul fan. So am I nowadays. I must admit.
Yeah.
I must treat myself one day.
Okay.
What's next, then?
You want a boogie?
Boogie. We're going to boogie, aren't we?
Okay. Yes, ZZ Top. And this is off their eighth album back in 1981 called El Loco. And this is Tube Snake Boogie.
Unmistakable sound of ZZ Top.
Yeah. Well,
what's a tube snake?
Tube snake boogie.
Well, you reckon something to do with surfing?
Well, no, I don't. I think it's about sex.
Oh, right.
But apparently, ZZ Top swear it's about surfing. I know the tube, you know, when the wave comes over. So who knows?
But, what was that line you quoted?
I know a on girl who lives on the hill. She won't do it, but her sister will. She liked the tube snake a book, yeah. Well,
yeah, I think it's about sex.
Was it my dirty mind? Probably. Oh, sorry, ladies. Gentlemen.
Come on, last one.
Okay, final track. Legendary British band. Basically invented heavy metal. Black Sabbath. And this is a track off their second album, which was called Paranoid. And the first album had come out only 9 months earlier. This came out in October 1970, the second album, and this is War Pigs.
Just before we say goodbye, Alice, thank you very much for coming in again.
We'll meet again. thanks for having me in, and thank you for listening. Merci beaucoup à tout le monde et à la prochaine. Bonne soirée.
Thanks for listening, everyone. À la prochaine.
Cheers.
In their masses, just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.